Chris has his weekend perfectly planned. He's heading for Sydney from Mulgrave. I love the Demons and I love horse racing and therefore Winks. I'm heading up to Sydney tomorrow for what will be a sensational long weekend. If only the D's could hold up their end of the bargain, it could be the best weekend ever. The Demons on the flight to Sydney this morning. Tom McDonald flew with them. They've taken a squad of 25. So we'll see what selection looks like when it is formulated tonight. From a Geelong perspective, Lockie Henderson is out 2 to 3 weeks. Chris Scott is saying down at the Cattery this morning with the plantar fascia. So got back for the one game and was influential in Adelaide, but will now miss 2 to 3. Jack Henry is available, so the player that Henderson replaced, and Mark O'Connor's a virtual certainty to be fit. Tim Kelly will go to the wire as to whether he'll be there when the Cats play the Giants. Stacks of messages coming through 0433 98 11 16. We'll delve further into those in a moment. On a basketball front, the NBA season is winding down. The Boomers have big dates coming. The two matches against Team USA at Marvel Stadium. More than 90,000 tickets sold so far. That's the precursor to the World Cup. A man who has represented with such distinction over a long time now, Australia, Matthew Dellavedova. He's had a tricky season in the NBA. So let's delve a little bit with him. Matthew Dellavedova, welcome to SEN.
Thanks for having me.
It's an NBA season which is winding down. It's been pretty tumultuous, I imagine. How do you reflect on what the last 6 or 7 months has been?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. There's been a lot of kind of ups and downs and changes with obviously being traded mid-season. But, you know, that's like every NBA season. There's always a lot of ups and downs and just kind of got to stay level and not get too high and not get too low.
It is a reality of the league, but do you ever get used to it? Does it sort of hang there as a, well, I guess when it happens, yeah. How do you sort of deal with the reality of it?
I mean, you just got to jump in and get used to playing with new teammates in a new system and just jump in, because one day you're about to head to a game and play. That was on the Friday, and then the Monday I was playing for the other team against my old team, so without a practice or anything like that. So just kind of got to get out there and just play basketball.
Do you ever have moments where you go, oh, this is a pretty bizarre world?
That was probably one of the most bizarre things that's happened so far. But, you know, it happens to nearly everyone in the league at some point if you play long enough. So yeah, just gotta keep rolling and just keep doing what you can.
How did you approach the second stint with Cleveland, where your leadership has been lauded by those around the team?
Probably coming into a little bit different situation, obviously, than my first time here, where I was a younger guy on a team with a lot of older guys around that had a lot of experience. And I come back this time as still not a young guy, but not an old guy, probably middle of the pack, and then expected to be a bit more vocal and things like that. But I feel like I'm always vocal and trying to lead and help guys out, no matter whether I'm young or old or in between. So I've enjoyed it. There's a lot of great guys here, and I think we're going to do some good things going forward. It's been a tough year, but I think we've got some good players and good potential going forward.
The end of your season's been disrupted by a concussion. How are you? How serious has that been?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now, thanks. Obviously you never want to get one of those, but just have to listen to the body and take the recovery how it is, because there's not much you can really do to speed it up, unfortunately.
This is a discussion point all around the world, and obviously it's been a real trigger point in America. How seriously are concussions treated over there?
Obviously the last 5 years or so, there's been an increased focus on it, and The NBA has a pretty strict concussion protocol, and you got to pass a lot of tests before you move on to the next stage, and then you got to keep passing the different stages before you can get back on the court and play. So they have a system in place, and you know, I think it's a good thing to have a system where you have to pass certain things before you can return to play.
Next looming on the horizon is what happens with Australia, and you've always been one who's worn the singlet with such passion and distinction. How significantly in your mind do these set of games, Canada and the US, and then the World Cup loom for you?
It's going to be awesome. I really can't wait, and I know the boys can't wait to get together again and try to do something special that you know, the Boomers haven't done before. And I think the games versus Canada and the US are going to be perfect preparation for us, and to be able to play against two high quality teams on home soil as preparation before going to the World Cup and trying to win a gold medal. It's going to be pretty special.
What is the shared sense of mission, particularly at the back of Rio?
I mean, we want to win a gold medal, and everyone's committed to that. And it's just a great group of guys, and who are very focused, and you know, pulling on the green and gold with such pride. It's just a special group to be a part of.
Do you stay in touch with each other during an NBA season?
Yeah, try to stay in touch, and then whenever we play each other, try to catch up outside of the game whenever possible. Sometimes it's tough because guys are on back-to-backs or flying in, you know, the night before the game pretty late, but always good if you can try to grab a meal or at least a coffee together the day before the game, and just catch up and see how things are going, and talk about, you know, what we're going to try to do this off season, playing with the Boomers, and getting excited for that.
Is there a level of banter with those who are likely to play for Canada and those who are likely to play for America in those games?
Well, I was talking to Tristan Thompson, my teammate here at the Cavs, about it yesterday. Nick Southgate, another Canadian. And yeah, they're looking forward to coming out to Australia and doing a bit of sightseeing and things like that. But it'd be nice to have some bragging rights for next season. But for us, I mean, it's all about the preparation and just really getting ready to go. And so we can be ready to go on that first game, the World Cup in China.
And the reality of Marvel Stadium, so more than 90,000 tickets sold, so you're going to have two extraordinary nights against Team USA. What does that do to the imagination?
I mean, it really does just give me goosebumps thinking about it, and the palms get a bit sweaty because to have an event like that and the opportunity to play in front of 55,000 people on home soil, it's going to be an incredible experience, and just can't wait to get out there.
Do you think, Matthew, that the bond that you've described and that obviously exists when we watched you at Rio, is that worth something? So there's the talent, but Team USA has sort of always been a fleeting thing, but the absolute buy-in of a small group of players, is that worth something, do you think, to the Boomers?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. And, you know, I can't speak about other countries and their kind of culture or bonds, but, you know, with the Boomers, a lot of us are great mates away from the court, you know, whether we're playing together on the Boomers or not. So, and we've known each other for such a long time, grown up playing together, you know, gone to the Institute of Sport together. So it's really tight-knit group, and just great group of guys, and just looking forward to playing together and hanging out all together soon.
And the question that sits over all of this is Ben Simmons. Are you hopeful that at some point, either for this World Cup or beyond, that Ben will pull on the Australian singlet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we would all love him to play, and yeah, he obviously brings a different dimension to the team with his athleticism and size and power and vision. So yeah, we definitely want to try to get him in the mix. We know he's got you know, contracts and things to try to sort out, but yeah, we'd love to definitely get him in the mix and get him involved.
How big is his reality? As you would have a better perspective than most of us back here, there's a lot going on in his professional career to try to juggle all of this.
Yeah, I mean, he's got obviously a lot of pressure as one of the faces of the franchise in Philly, and with the playoffs coming up, he's got to focus on that. And then he's got, I think he can sign a big extension this off season. So, you know, hopefully he can have a good playoffs and get that contract sorted. And then, yeah, hopefully we can get him in the mix, you know, when he's ready. And I think, you know, he'll have a good time because it's such a great group.
And Matthew, how will you spend the off season?
Gonna go back out to California, where my wife's from, and near St. Mary's, and just get back into training and play some pickup basketball with the St. Mary's boys, and then head back to Australia and hang out with the family and get ready to go with the Boomers.
Doesn't sound too bad at all. Good on you, Matthew. The very best of luck with what's to come. We look forward to seeing you back in that Australian singlet.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Dellavedova. So the Boomers play against the USA at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, Thursday the 22nd of August, 7:30. Saturday the 24th of August, 2 p.m. Tickets from Ticketmaster, and the Canada games are in Perth on the 16th of August and the 17th of August. The tickets will go on sale tomorrow at Ticketek. So some real key dates for the Boomers in Australia as they ready themselves for that World Cup campaign. Next, we'll touch base with the Australian Swimming Championships. Ariane Titmus, the teenager who had announced herself previously, oh, she took a big step last night, hammering a Commonwealth record. We'll get Gian Rooney to tell us about the significance of it next.